Since his long-awaited knee operation last month, Jack had politely refused all help apart from what she insisted upon. His stubbornness in that regard concerned her. She worried he wouldn't be able to cope. But so far, it seemed he must have found ways to improvise, hobbling around the boat on crutches at first, and now using a metal walking stick. "And don't you worry," she said, emerging back on deck in the sunshine. "I'm keeping an eye on the tab. Think you'll owe me a dinner or two at the Spotted Pig." He laughed. "No problem," he said, standing slowly. "And don't forget, I'm covering the gas for all these car rides, too. No arguments, okay?" Sarah laughed. "When would I ever argue with you, Jack Brennan?" "Oh, I seem to recall we've had our occasional differences of opinion. Not that they lasted long." She waited while he stepped slowly across the deck to the wheelhouse and persuaded Riley down the steps. "Sorry, old pal," he said. "Another day cooped up, but Ray will be over.